Our final article this month looks at the enduring appeal of Doc Martens, or DMs as they are often called. From school shoes to workwear, street fashion to high fashion, DMs have been part of British culture for 60 years. We now retrace their colorful history.
Made in Bavaria.
Doc Martens are seen as totally British, but the doctor who gives them their name was a certain Klaus Martens of the German army. In 1945, Martens injured his ankle while skiing in the Bavarian Alps. Finding his army boots too painful, he invented a shoe with a special air-cushioned rubber sole and, helped by an engineering friend, went into production. German housewives, who comprised 80% of his customers in the 1950s, loved them. The familiar boots with the yellow stitching only arrived in 1960 when a British company bought the right to make Klaus Martens shoes in the UK. So, they are British, but not really.
DMs that rock.
DMs were originally just a work shoe. They were for factory workers and people who spent all day on their feet, like postmen and policemen. That all changed in 1966, thanks to rock star Pete Townshend of The Who. Rejecting the dandyish male fashion of the 1960s, Townshend began wearing jeans and DMs on stage, which allowed him to jump about as he played guitar. A generation of Who fans decided to copy him, starting DMs on their way to becoming a cultural icon. And in The Who's 1975 rock opera Tommy, Elton John famously wore a pair of giant DMs, 1.37 meters high.
DMs and skinheads.
A good pair of DMs has metal toe caps. This was to protect factory workers from accidents. But it's also useful in a fight. DMs have a slightly violent image because skinhead gangs have traditionally been fans, especially of the high DMs with 14 shoelace holes. There is even a code based on the color of those laces. White signifies a white supremacist, red is for fascists, and blue says you are a cop killer. Other colors have meanings too, so it's probably safest to stay with the original black or yellow laces. They don't mean anything, except that you like wearing DMs.
For boys and girls.
Perhaps the most revolutionary aspect of DMs is that they've always been unisex. And they look good with a dress precisely because the combination is so wrong in terms of traditional women's fashion. Cute and kick-ass at the same time. This is why generations of young women have adopted the DM as part of their look. The most recent converts, including singers Rihanna and Miley Cyrus, and model Gigi Hadid.
A fashion icon.
Since they arrived in Britain 60 years ago, DMs have been in and out of favor so often that it's hard to keep track. But what's certain is that they do always come back. At some point, as is the case right now with Instagrammers and influencers, every generation discovers the pleasure of wearing DMs. They transcend fashion because their design and identity is based on practicality. Thanks to that, they're always a little anti-fashion and rebellious, a little cool and individualistic, and always very comfortable. Once you've broken them in, that is.